great day, y'all. This is Core Owens on God's Number One Worker Podcast. I'm here to tell you, this is the last episode of Season 5. This episode 12. And today's episode is Time for Self, for God. You know what that means? Time for self, for God. That means time to get to yourselves once again and give it to God. I'm going to tell you what made me come up with that today. Well, I really came up with it yesterday. But let me tell you why. Anybody know about Twitter Spaces? I was on Twitter Spaces, and there's some people that I deal with, and they always on these spaces, right? So I had did good because God had warned me, and I wasn't pleased because I don't deal with people no more because people don't know how to talk. They don't know how to bring peace. They don't know how to think before words come out their mouth. And little things bother people because I know it bothers me. People don't realize what I've been through. And I'm not going to go tell you. I want peace. I want peace. I don't want no mess. You're not going to do a lot of talking and looking stupid. You're just not going to be around me. I just want peace. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to get it. Plain and simple. So, clear my throat. I was on Spaces, and I noticed yesterday, like, folks saying something, they ain't talking about nothing. They lying, and there's more people lying talking about the gospel than anything. Like, okay, I don't want to hear that mess, that worldly mess out there, but y'all, you know, these folks taking the gospel, and they just turning and twisting. So last night, I get on this Spaces because of one person. Only reason I would even get that way because of one person I would see. But you know, then there might be it's one other person, but it's this main person. So because I know when they show up, they pretty much in, you know, cool place. So I get on this Spaces and I'm talking like I normally talk because ain't nothing different coming out of me. And you know, it's going to be the same old, same old. But then you get these people who we call intellects, and an intelligent person and a smart person, two different people. An intelligent person reads, and they read so much until their mind never get filled because they never satisfied with the truth. They got to keep exploring. That's called pride. See, your pride won't let you say, oh, that's it. I get it. No, you got to try to outthink because you're really trying to outthink God. That's what intelligent people, the whole thing is. And that's when the devil keep getting them more and more. And they don't realize they're repeating, reading all these different books, using all these big words. That stuff don't mean nothing. And they get to the point where they take God's word and start making it into a mockery. And that time you tell me Lucifer is not the devil, you know, I don't want to hear that. So I said to myself, this is it, God, I can't do it no more. I get it, it's my fault. I was doing good. Because see, that stuff interrupts your soul. And then now you're sleeping differently. You're thinking, I'm just letting y'all know where your problems come from. It's because of the people you surround. You got to, it's a way to do things. And I'm practicing this every day. It's a way to do things. So I said I was done. I'm not doing Twitter Spaces no more. I'm not. Only time I would do Twitter Spaces is, and I'm setting it up like this, Memphis. If it's a Memphis thing, because I haven't talked to my people from Memphis yet. So I owe them at least one time. Because I'm talking across the whole world, all these different places. But I'm not dealing with Memphis people. Now, when it's amazing when I get the Memphis people. It's there. It always works. When I talk to a few Memphis people or Tennessee people, we always are there. And that's good. And I like that. But 99.9%. I'm not doing Twitter Spaces. I'm going to do my Twitter Spaces in case any of y'all on Twitter. I go over there and I do these things called God's Truth. And I record it. Don't nobody be in the space, because, you know, like I said, people, a lot of people don't want to listen to me. The people who don't want to listen to me because they got a different agenda. My agenda is just pointing you toward God, basic, not all this, how come I can't, how come, because you ain't listening. You ain't listening. God gave us commandments, and them commandments we got to obey. So until people get that in their head, they're going to be in real world trouble. And this is why I say, time for self, for God. See, when you got to make time for yourself now. You got to get time to yourself, and you got to put it down. You got to let people know, I'm making time for myself because I need to get right with God. When I die, when judgment day come, however God got it written out, I do not want to be wrong in front of God. I want God to say, well done, you figured it out, you got it, you listened, that's it. All these distractions, see, y'all got too many things going. Y'all don't want to sit down. Y'all got it made. You got a place to stay. You got a car. You got a couple of dollars. And you trying to spend money going places. Sit your butt down. Ain't nothing else to do. You done been to games. You done been to concerts. You done traveled. You done been shopping. Why keep doing this? The world is falling apart. Society is crumbling. People are getting more wickeder. You might go to the wrong concert. You might go to the wrong game. You might go to the mall at the wrong time because you in your car. You might be in the worst accident that could take your life or take somebody else's life. Sit your butts down. Spend that money on your home so you can enjoy your home. Spend it on your home. Make sure your food's straight. All them thousands you spending. That's a lot of people right now in Tennessee. Ain't got lights. You know why? Because they ain't got generators. Because they done spent their money on stuff they shouldn't have spent. There's people right now in Germantown, Tennessee, ain't even got clean water. You know why? Because they done spent their money on stuff they shouldn't have spent it on. They think they got it made that they can't be touched. Like MC Hammer. Sit y'all butt down. Get it right. Sit y'all butt down. Make time for God. Give it to God. Get close to God. You know, that's all you got to do. And I thank whoever listening, because you gave me time to explain to you what I'm doing to make God happy with me. You know, I'm not worried about people talking about me. They talk about Jesus. Oh, he this, he that. That's all they know. What's somebody always trying to point fingers, trying to explain your business when they business ain't straight? You think I want that around me? No. Because I'm going to tell you one time, you're not going to do that. Now you got these niggas, these lowlifes out here, they'll come just to test that. That's when people are losing their life. That's when you think I want that around me? You a miserable individual when you think like that. And the females ain't no better. They run their mouth, you know, thinking they can just say what they want and you gonna accept it. Stay away from these type of people. Every night I say, go somewhere, sit down, stop going out to eat. Save that money for your home, because what's coming, you ain't gonna wanna see it. Because God's word stands, and ain't nobody gonna stop that. Nobody, me, you, and nobody. You know, so get away from all this ignorant stuff and focus on yourself. Look in that mirror, change what's wrong, make it better, and get right with God. Get right with God, because I don't care about what y'all say about me. You was talking then, you was talking way before you could say anything, you was talking. So let me get myself right with God, and I hope y'all take this in consideration. And do it for your own self. Get yourself right with God. Okay? Now, before I sell out it like yesterday, I'm going to tell you God first always. Tennessee saying from a Tennessee man. Last episode of season 5. Appreciate y'all. time for self, for God. Now I'm finna say it. I'm out it like yesterday, y'all. Peace, love, and control your soul.